Shanti. This is the Avyakt Murali of the 5th of February 1972. The title is Intoxication and Goal. Intoxication and Goal. Can you stabilize yourself in your perfect goal and have intoxication in 1 second? You know what your perfect aim is, do you not? When you stabilize yourself in your perfect aim, there is intoxication anyway. If your intellect is not stabilized on your aim, you will not experience any intoxication. The sign of remaining stable on your aim is to have intoxication. So, do you constantly experience such intoxication? Those who stay in intoxication themselves are also able to make others stabilize themselves in that intoxication. When someone has the limited intoxication, anyone can tell from his behavior and activity that he is drunk. In the same way, those who stabilize themselves in this most elevated intoxication of all, which is called godly intoxication, would be visible from a distance. You should have such a stage that from a distance, others experience you to be those souls who stay in godly intoxication. Do you experience yourself to be like this? Whenever you go somewhere, people should be able to understand as soon as they see you that you are the lovely and unique souls who belong to God. Do you have this experience? Even on the path of bhakti, there are such souls. Godly love is visible from their eyes and face. So, whilst living in this world and continuing with your activities, do you feel that you will be able to maintain this stage? Or will you simply have the stage of the image that grants visions at the end? What do you think? Will you have an ordinary form till the end? Or will this sparkle be revealed through your face? Or will it be like the final moments when the deities are decorated behind the curtains, and when the curtains are opened, that scene appears in front of you and then instantly disappears? Will this sparkle only be visible for a few moments? Many think that since the number one and number two souls who are the instruments finish their part in an ordinary and incognito way and went away, what sparkle would they themselves be able to reveal? But no, it is said that the son shows the father. So the children can only reveal the father by doing everything in a practical way. How and when will there be the call of the souls to God? Or how will the waves of repentance emerge from souls? How will those who have not had the experience of the Sakar form accept that they are Baba's children? Therefore, through your face and your activities, show them the spiritual sparkle and the intoxication of being an angel in a practical way. Seeing the stage of you instrument souls, they should have the experience of what Baba has made you. Then they will repent. However, if they do not see this sparkle, what will they think? At that time, they will not take any knowledge with which they could recognize you. So the sparkle and intoxication should be visible through your practical activity. Baba's elevated versions are, I am revealed to my children, but who will be revealed to the world? That was the Father's task in the corporeal form. It is the children's duty to be revealed in a practical form. But Baba's duty is to be the backbone, to be the helper in an incognito way. This is why it is not that just as the part of the mother and father remained incognito, in the same way, the atmosphere will also remain incognito until the end. Victory to the Shaktis has been remembered, and for the Father, it is remembered, "Hey God, your divine games are wonderful." You must also be experiencing from one another that when you pay special attention to your aim and intoxication, then, no matter how big a gathering you may be sitting in, everyone will definitely be able to see something special. They will have the experience of having had very good remembrance. The ordinary present attention will be changed, and there will be special attention naturally, and the sparkle and intoxication will be visible from their faces. You simply have to make your attitude powerful. Acha Om Shanti.